What's happening, team? Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast, where I'm going to be sharing with you my tips, tricks, and stories to help you lead the healthiest life possible as a Type 1 diabetic. I am your host, Type 1 Tom. Just a quick disclaimer, any advice that I give will not overpower your medical professional, so please consult with them first if you're thinking of making any changes. Welcome to the Type 1 Movement Podcast. So in this episode, a big thing at the moment is coronavirus. So I'm going to share like my 2 quid on it. I would say 2 cents, but I'm here in the UK. My 2 quid on it, just what I'm thinking personally, and probably a few sort of best practice tips for other type ones as well to stay safe. Because I've had a chat with a few of my clients over this, and I understand it can be a worrying time, right? And rightly so. So I'm going to give you a few tips and stuff like that. And then, to be honest, I'm probably going to give a bit of tough love. I'm going to give a bit of tough love in this episode because I think it's needed. But understand that whenever I give tough love, I'll give it from a place of me actually giving a shit about other type 1s and wanting you to be the healthiest type 1 that you can possibly be, yeah? So it's not just me having a rant, it may seem like that. My clients will tell you this, it's coming from a place of love, right? Hence why it's called tough love. So first off, it is absolutely crazy what's happening. Like, obviously I'm here in the UK, I've got clients in the States and stuff like that, clients in Norway, a lot of the gyms are shutting and stuff. There's some still open here in the UK. I don't know whether some are going to shut across the coming weeks. And then supermarkets, absolute madness, yeah? So over the past 2 days, I've been trying to get all the washing up liquid in toilet rolls. Crazy. I had to actually get up this morning and go to our local Tesco at 7 o'clock in the morning. I won't put like 5:30, 6 anyway, to make sure that we could get some washing up liquid and some toilet rolls. And I actually got the last packet about 7:10. So it's crazy, isn't it? Like what's going on? But madness. But I'm seeing a lot of things on my socials from other type ones. And they're pretty fucking scared, right? Right. The way that I see stuff is black and white, and I understand that not everyone's like me. I'm like, look, yes, I'm going to be more precautious, but I'm going to go about doing my daily life like what I do anyway, yeah? And I think if there's one thing I can say to you guys, it's don't feel like you have to put your life on hold because of this. Yes, these things that you're going to have to take more precautions on, keeping clean and shit like that, and we'll get into the buglico side of things in a minute, but don't feel like you have to put your life on hold. There may be things that you're not going to be able to do or places you're not going to be able to go, but don't put your life on hold because that's going to cause a lot of mental stress, yeah? So I think, first of all, I'll give you a few tips and a few things that I'm doing that I've told all my clients, and then I'm probably going to get into the mental side of stuff and probably a little bit tough love. But I want to say, like, the first thing is, especially as type 1s, like, fucking hell, dude, like, keep a close eye and pay close attention to your blood glucose levels, yeah? This is the best time that you can really dial in on thinking, right, I really need to tighten up on my blood glucose control, because as you probably know, or if you don't, I'm going to tell you, if you're running constantly high all the time, your glucose, your sugar levels are running constantly high, infection and viruses love that shit. They kind of can breed off sugar. Yeah, hence why doctors will say to us, if we've got a cut or anything, how are your sugar levels? Make sure you maintain them, you'll heal fine. Yeah, because infections and viruses will breed off sugar. So unfortunately, as type 1 diabetics, I'm in the same boat. We are at a higher risk. We're in the higher risk category. But even more so, if you have shit glucose control, I'm going to tell you straight, you're constantly like running high and you're worrying about the coronavirus, well, you're not really, you're doing yourself a disservice, right? Because yes, if you're constantly running high, you're putting yourself at even more risk if anything was to happen, yeah, for this virus. So the first thing I will say is really pay close attention to your glucose levels. Really dial in. Make it a priority. I don't want to hear this shit of, I've not got time, I've got this to do, I've got that to do. No. You need to make yourself a priority. So obviously you can take care of yourself and you can take care of your family. So the first thing is pay super close attention to your blood glucose levels. Keep checking your CGM or your Freestyle Libre, or making sure your finger pricking is always one of the best ways still, right? So that's the first thing. Pay close attention to your blood glucose levels. Second thing is you need to think about bulletproofing yourself if you like from this sort of stuff, yeah? And this doesn't just come from now. This comes all the time. And the best way that you can do that, the best way that you can strengthen your immune system is to eat well. I'm going to dive into what eating well actually means, but it's to eat well, yeah? And it's not just a case of, I'm going to start eating well now because I want to strengthen my immune system because of this coronavirus. This is the shit you should be doing all year round. By eating well, I mean making sure you get plenty of vegetables in for your vitamins and minerals to help your immune system, to help your body from the inside, you're bulletproofing your body, if you like, for want of a better saying. Making sure you're getting sufficient protein in. The amount of type 1 diabetics I speak to that are so deficient in protein because they're so worried about carb counting or getting carbs in or tracking the carbs, and they're not getting enough protein in. Protein's super, super important, yeah? I'm not going to get into why, but it's part of a healthy, well-balanced diet. So plenty of vegetables, decent quality protein sources, and if you're having carbs, make sure they're decent carbs, yeah? So they're not super high sugary carbs. Yeah, look at things like rice, pasta, potatoes, wraps, things like that. That's what I sort of like as carbs, yeah, or sweet potatoes and things. That's another thing. I felt like I was showing a bit of cleavage there then. So yeah, making sure that you're eating well, you're covering all your bases, you're getting plenty of vegetables in for your vitamins and minerals, and just look after your health, yeah? So first one, pay close attention to your blood glucose levels. Second one, make sure you're eating well. This is, notice a trend in these two things that you should be doing anyway, regardless of this coronavirus shit, yeah? Third one is making sure you're staying hydrated and drinking enough water. I'm not going to get into why that's super important. We're going to leave it at that, yeah? Drink enough water. Don't let yourself get dehydrated, yeah? Make that a priority. Fourth one is staying active, yeah? Staying active. So even though gyms and stuff might be short, a lot of my clients have said to me, hey, Tom, gym's going to be short. I still want to keep up with my exercise routine. Can I have some home workouts? And you guys are like, no different, yeah? Simple home workouts, simple body weight movements, squats, lunges, press-ups, planks, sit-ups, burpees or down-ups. Simple body weight movements that you can do at home, or if you've got resistance bands or a set of dumbbells or something, great. Get to work on some of those, yeah? But make sure you stay active. Just because of this and you can't get out or you can't get to a gym doesn't mean that you sit on your ass and lie in bed all day and do nothing, yeah? Because your head's going to fall off doing that, yeah? Especially if you're used to exercising. So just like simple body weight workouts that you can still do at home, yeah? So making sure you're staying active. And also, a little post was put in my client group before about I get all my clients get 10K steps in per day. If you can't get out or you're worried about getting out, there's other ways that we were speaking about that you get steps in. Walk up and down the stairs. It might be boring, but it's going to be good to keep you sane. Well, unless you go crazy walking up and down the stairs. But yeah, walk up and down the stairs, clean your house, wander around. If you're not going to go out, if you can go out, yeah, if you can go out, and you're kind of on your own or with family or stuff like that, then go out for a walk, yeah? Not only is it going to get your steps up, but it's probably going to help your mental state as well and stop you sitting there checking every 5 or 10 fucking minutes your phone about what's going on with the coronavirus, yeah? So that's another thing. Keep active. Make sure you're getting your steps in. The next thing is, what we're on, I don't know if we're on 5 or 6 now. The next thing is sleep. Make sure you're getting enough sleep in. Yeah, at least 6 to 8 hours. This is going to be super important for not only motivation and stuff like that, but it's going to help your immune system. It's going to stop you feeling run down. It's going to help your mental state as well, yeah? If you're constantly tired all the time or you're worried and you're getting lack of sleep, it's not really going to be the best for you right now, yeah? So prioritize your sleep and stuff like that as well. So what have we got? We've got 1, keep close attention to your blood glucose levels. 2, make sure you're eating well. 3, we said obviously water. 4, staying active, getting home workouts in if needed. 5, sleep. So there's 5 things that you can be getting on with already. Right, let's look into the mental side of things. Like, and I said this on a live in my client group the other week. Like, look, there's so many type 1s like out there, and just non-type 1s as well, that are worrying about what if. What if I get it? What if I walk outside or we walk outside and you get hit by a fucking bus? What if? I understand there's a different scale to that, but you need to stop thinking, what if? You can't live your life in what if, yeah? And there's no point in you worrying about this when these people, that their job, they're paid to worry about this. They're getting paid to worry about this, yeah? So you don't need to worry about this. You just do your bit for yourself and for your family. So like, use the five things that I've just given you, your blood glucose levels, making sure that you're staying healthy, making sure you're keeping yourself clean, making sure that you're there to look after your family, you're keeping them clean, keeping them healthy, yeah? Do your bit, yeah? Do your bit and just worry about yourself and your family and worry about the things that you can control. The things that you can control, like your health and like the things that I've just been through with your glucose levels, eating well, getting plenty of sleep, staying active, drinking water, things you should be doing on the daily anyway. Worry about that. Don't worry about this, all this other shit that's going on. Just focus on you, yeah? Because if you're constantly worrying about the other stuff that's going on, it's not putting yourself in the right frame of mind because you're worrying about something that you can't actually control. Worry about the things that you can control. And take, take kind of a view on it that, hey, you know what? I'm doing everything that I can that's in my power to control. I'm going to be all right. Yeah, take some calmness in that. Don't worry about the things that you can't control. And I'm not sure on the exact figures as well, but you need to think about, like, I've read some things, and more people actually die from being overweight, heart disease, things like that, than they have done from the coronavirus. I know it may possibly get worse, but more people are dying from obesity, poor glucose levels, bad diabetes management than they are from the coronavirus, yeah? And I do want to say this is a bit of a tough love for other type 1s out there. Like, if you're a type 1 and you're worrying about the coronavirus, yet you're not giving a shit about your organs, your eyes, your limbs, your blood glucose is high all the time or up and down all over the place. Like, start worrying about your blood glucose levels and keeping control of that. Not worrying about this fucking coronavirus, yeah? Worry about your glucose levels. You should be worrying about that. You've not really got the right to go and worry about the coronavirus if you're not looking after yourself and you're not making sure your glucose levels are regulated or you're eating well, yeah? Hopefully that makes sense. Might sound a little bit harsh, but it is. The same with people who eat shit. If you're constantly eating shit all the time, yet the coronavirus comes along, you're like, oh my God, I'm so fucking worried. Well, you're not worried when you're scoffing your face, you're eating shit, and if you're overweight, yeah, and you know you're at higher risk of health complications that have killed more people than this coronavirus, yeah, it's getting your priorities level. Yeah, like I said, there was going to be a bit of tough love in this, but it's getting your priorities level of the shit that you should be worrying about that you can actually control. You can't control this coronavirus. You can just do your bit to make sure you're staying as healthy as you possibly can. But you need to think about this. I will say this to other type ones out there now. Use this time, if you're off work or something like that, to really, really dial in and knuckle down on your diabetes management routine. And if you know you're a bit easy on yourself, you don't prioritize it that much, you know you can do better, start now, start like making sure that you're getting a solid diabetes management routine and you're controlling your blood glucose levels better, you're eating better, you're being more active. All these go hand in hand on being a healthy type 1 diabetic, right? This is something I tell all my clients. Use this time and this period now to really dial in because this coronavirus shit is going to blow over. But at some point in the future, they could be something else. So if you start bulletproofing your health now, yeah, you can go into, if God forbid, I don't want something like this to happen again, but if it does, you can go in knowing that, you know what, I do everything I possibly can. I look after my health. I keep my blood glucose levels in range. Do you know what I mean? My HbA1c is great. I'm healthy. I, if I get something, I can fight it off. I'm healthy because you've used this time. This is going to give a lot of people a sort of rude awakening to really focus on the health. And I think that's a good thing in a sense. Yeah. I think that is a good thing. But I do want to say, like, worry about the shit that you can control, man. I mean, stop worrying about other things that you can't control and worry about the stuff that is in your control at the end of the day. Yeah. Right. If anyone that's on has got any questions, I'm going to run through and answer questions. So I'll give you all a few minutes. I think I've just about covered everything that I wanted to chat about. Giving you tips, a little bit of tough love, letting you know how I'm dealing with it personally. I think I'm going about my day-to-day life. I'm making sure, obviously, I'm eating well. I'm regularly testing my glucose. Anyway, I'm keeping that in good control, making sure my clients are okay, making sure that they're safe and the mental health's all right and stuff like that as well, because it can be very mentally stressful. And I'd say the only thing, which I was chatting about with a guy at my gym today, the only thing that I've got to be careful of is if I was to get anything, even though I might fight it off, is like my mum and dad. And those have a weaker immune system around me. So you guys can think about that as well. And that's another reason for you to stay safe. Not just for yourself, for those around you as well. Like, you might be strong enough to fight it off, but think about other people around you. Yeah? And for those who are going out bulk buying toilet rolls and hand sanitizer and all that shit, man, what the fuck? Come on. Like, you need to think about... There's a lot of things saying about the vulnerable, the over 70s and stuff like that, who are now not being able to get this stuff because people who are less vulnerable are going being dickheads and stocking up on all this sort of stuff. You need to get real with yourselves, right? Okay, gang, so that just about sums it up for this episode. So I do want to say I have a couple of free things. If you're type 1 diabetic, you're obviously bothered about your health and stuff. So I have a free ebook with 8 of my top nutrition exercise tips for type 1s, a little nutrition plan, workout plan for you in there. If you want that, you just need to DM me with the word free ebook and I'll get that sent over to you. And also, if you're on Facebook, I have a free community group with over 200 type 1 diabetics in there where we're all supporting each other. So if you want in on that free community group, just DM me with the word free group. And also, I'd super appreciate it if whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on, you could screenshot and share it and tag me at type1_Tom on your Instagram stories, just so I'm able to, you know, help and reach more type 1 diabetics. So again, thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you found some of the tips helpful and I'll catch you all in the next one.